1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Help. I need somebody.
Just trying to help.
Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone.
Help. What's a better Beatles song than this, Carrie?
Oh, I don't know.
I have a couple.
There's a lot of great Beatles songs. I've never even heard all the Beatles songs in the world, so I've never heard every single album, every single song.
And I bet you have. Life. You just don't know it. Because no, they reconfigured those albums into best ofs and Beatles second album, and it was on this album, it was on that album.
I really think I haven't, though. I don't think I've heard every Stone song either.
I think If I Fell would beat this one for me.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, how can we argue? But
you're right.
But you're wrong.
It is not
make
time
your
to
own list.
It's not
put
time
it on
to
the
argue.
Internet.
Yeah, there you go. And
it's
Brian
not,
will read it.
It's not.
Man, get mad. Clickbait. Get clickbait out of it.
It's not time to discuss what the best Beatles song is. It's time to hear your stories about how you were just going to help and then things got way out of hand. If Brian reads your story on the air.
You're going to lose that, girl. That's a great one.
Okay. If Brian reads your story on the air, you go into the random drawing for the grand prize, $1,700 in prizes, including a $500 gift card to Steinhoffel's, rust protection gift card to Z-Bart, and a $500 gift card to Nye's Hardware.
All right, here we go. Letter number one. I took in a roommate of a friend, that had big issues with a landlord that was treating her pets badly. I had an extra room in the house, and they, the friends, convinced me to take her in.
Yeah.
I can tell you, just hearing that, a friend of a friend. No.
A roommate of a friend.
Yeah.
Of a
friend. No. Do. I'm out.
But that's only one side of the story they're getting.
But that's like three people, right?
Yeah.
A roommate of a friend of a friend.
Yep.
She had no job, not a lot of money, and me being a pet lover, I couldn't say no, really.
Mm.
Well, time goes by and she couldn't pay me rent. I still felt sorry for the dogs. I kept on giving her the benefit of the doubt and even helped fix her car. She ended up stealing my credit card and my bucket of change.
The bucket of change, too?
Been there since 78.
Had to let the cops deal with her because I was absolutely pissed after all the help I gave her, kicked her out, but I still felt bad for the dogs. Kept one of them.
Sure, I was going to say keep the dog.
Can I keep a dog? You get out. Can I keep a dog?
Take him because she could not take one.
All right. Yeah, helping. It feels good.
Friend, roommate's friend of a friend.
It's a long, drawn-out help. This is a short help. It was a hot August afternoon. I was relaxing in the air conditioning when my wife says, "Look at our neighbor trying to chop the stump from a bush out of his yard. You should help him." I reluctantly agreed. To make things easier, I offered to pull the stump out with my Tahoe and trusty tow strap.
I've been warned too much on this show to ever do
this
that.
This is going
to
be an expensive repair.
One tug and it'll be out. We wrapped the strap around the stump and hooked it up with the trailer hitch. I gave it a gentle tug, nothing. Backed up and gave it a little harder tug, still nothing. I backed up even further and decided to really give her.
Yeah.
The stump finally gave up its hold. It looked like a missile in my mirror as it crashed into the back of my truck.
Oh!
$1,800 later and you'd never know it happened.
Yeah. Oh. I did that once and broke the bolts on the bumper.
That's what I was expecting was the bumper flies off.
Yeah.
Here we go. One for our times. I am employed as an infection preventionist for a healthcare system. I know things.
Well, please write in more often.
As I walk into Sendix one day, I had the opportunity to share my knowledge with the cutest, tiniest elderly woman who was struggling to get her mask on. I helped and explained to her that she put it on backwards. She said, "Oh, I feel silly because I've always done it that way." I finished my shopping with a skip in my step, feeling like I actually did some good in this world. Then lying in bed, my inner voice woke me up and told me what a dumbass I was. If this woman always wore her mask backwards, then by putting it on correctly, I placed the grossly contaminated side of her mask directly against the two portals, most likely to inoculate her with COVID and other diseases. So helpful.
Thanks, Mr. Helper.
Yes, I should be fired for that.
This person is so honest.
Yeah.
Love it.
Self-awareness.
And that inner voice.
Name.
Sure. Love you. Love you.
There's the COVID letter.
It's real now.
Yeah.
We have a lot of critters in our yard. To keep the population down, we use live traps and catch them and then relocate them. So you're just putting these pests in
somebody else's problem, right?
We had caught a chipmunk one day, and since we were going to the store and we thought we would take him along and we'd let him loose there. So we parked near the end of the building so there were not as many cars driving by, and there were bushes and a tree line near for him to roam free.
Wrong.
Get ready for heartbreak.
He's going to eat that popcorn over there by the garbage.
As soon as he got out of the trap, he immediately ran 5 feet to the wall of the store and directly into a rat trap we had not noticed. Blah, blah, blah.
Is that the ending I thought? I thought it was going to get run over by a car.
I thought
there's
splat.
More words, but that's how it turns out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My neighbor came home with a new Traeger smoker fully assembled in the back of his pickup truck.
It's the way I do it.
He told me he had to drive 3 hours to get the exact smoker he wanted. The exact smoker he wanted.
But he has it.
This is the
assembled.
One he wanted, and he drove 3 hours to get it.
And he did his research. He wasn't going to settle for just any smoker. I did study
that. And he paid the
this,
extra
right.
assembly
and I drove,
fee?
And yeah, all that.
I like this guy.
I said, well, hell, let's get this bad boy off your truck and smoke some brisket.
That's going to take like 18 hours. It's not going to be in an hour.
They don't
hour
know
or two.
That yet.
After convincing him he didn't have to wait for more help, we began moving the $1,600 grill off the truck. Next thing I know, I'm standing over a Traeger corpse after losing my grip and dropping the smoker. We stood the smoker up, and the handle was broken. There was a 3-inch gap where it should have been sealed as the hood was severely bent. My neighbor, recently retired Army Ranger with severe PTSD, slowly put his hands on his hips, looked at me, and said, "You can leave now." I said, "Okay."
That's so great. Big V-shaped, gorgeous Ranger.
Right.
And just trying to hold it together.
And he had arranged for more help to come. It just wasn't there at the time.
No, he convinced him not to get more help.
Yeah.
We can do it.
No, we got this. Oh, come on. Let's go. You can go now. That might be the closest to death that man ever came.
Couple more. Here we go. I am a pastor at a small church. I was holding a memorial service when a homeless man walked in. I paused the funeral to see if I could help him. In a very loud voice, the man asked for money. I apologized and told him we were a small church and weren't able to help in that way. I offered him some food that we had been collecting, and he said, "Do I look like I need effing food? I need effing money."
So there's some entrenched problems there. Maybe some alcohol use disorder.
Uh-huh. Again,
some
I
gray
apologize.
Areas.
This time I told him that we were in the middle of a funeral and asked him to come back another time.
Right.
He said, "Well, maybe I could ask them."
No, it's another time.
I said, "No, I have to get back to the family. Their loved one is with Jesus." He walked out the door and said, "Girl, damn you all."
Wow. And he left. That could have been a funeral story.
Right. Yeah, it is.
I was grieving the loss of when suddenly.
Right.
And then this one. My company put out a memo asking for volunteers to help set up before our company picnic. I'm not really a brown noser, but I know I'd feel bad for not helping, so my coworker slash secret boyfriend and I decided to sign up to help.
Like this? Oh, there's a lot of stories here.
Wow. All
right?
Now I'm interested.
Uh-huh.
My company probably wasn't completely oblivious to our relationship, but we figured this would be the perfect time to really let the cat out of the bag. The day of the picnic, we showed up together and were obnoxiously flirty, just as any new couple would be. We felt confident about our show of affection in front of our president, vice president, president's wife, president's kids. You get the picture.
Ooh.
They rented a huge bounce house for the picnic, so we asked our president's wife if we could go jump in it.
Please don't have sex in the bounce house, please.
Just
don't.
A cute couple in their early 20s wanting to have some innocent fun.
Sure.
Off to the bounce house. We got the okay and raced toward the bounce house. We were jumping and laughing, and all of a sudden the bounce house wasn't so bouncy anymore. The whole heavy thing was deflating on us. We were in panic mode. We were trying to escape from being smothered to death.
Yeah.
We made it out and soon realized we tripped the main breaker that was powering everything for the day. The beer was getting warm. The food was getting cold. There was no music. There was no bounce house. Our cutesy little relationship reveal party just ruined the entire company picnic.
Oh my God.
We were just sick and felt so stupid until, poof, everything was up and running again. We didn't ruin the picnic after all, but our president's wife saw us together the next year and said, "Wow, I didn't really think you two would last."
Why would you?
Hey, thanks for that.
Workplace romance? Come on, what are the odds?
We've got a couple here.
Shush.
A couple couples.
Joke's on her. We've been happily married for 7 years.
Wow. Help. Love it.
They did help.
I like that. Not just that.